Improvised explosive devices explode without warning, and when they do, their victims are killed or maimed for life. 27-year-old U.S. Army Sergeant Juan Arredondo was severely injured in 2005 when an IED exploded near his vehicle in Iraq. He thought he was going to die.
I told my soldiers, you know, say goodbye to my kids for me and tell them I love them.
Sergeant Arredondo was taken to an Army hospital, like this one, where his life was saved, but not his hand. He thought his life was ruined.
I was emotionally, physically, and mentally, you know, just traumatized for a pretty long time. I just didn't know what to expect, and I was worried about how am I going to provide for my wife and kids.
Many soldiers in Sergeant Arredondo's condition would be sent to hospitals such as Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. There, soldiers are fitted with prosthetic hands, arms, and legs. But a new, highly sophisticated bionic hand, recently invented in Britain, is now available. It looks and almost feels like a real human hand. The patient's brain sends signals through muscles to little motors inside the prosthetic hand. Sergeant Arredondo is one of the first to use it. Troy Farnsworth of Hanger Orthopedic Group fitted him with what's called the eye limb.
As soon as we put it on Juan, he immediately smiled. It was that wow factor.
Sergeant Arredondo can go shopping, use the bank's ATM, and drive a car. Jessica Arredondo says the eye limb has brought life back to her husband.
He's my Superman.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.
All right, Tula, all right, you did it.